Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 10, verse 8, he says, what saith it? The word is near you. Nigh means near, close by. Even in your mouth and in your heart. What? The word of faith which we preach. Did you know Paul was a word of faith preacher? Verse 9, this word that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Keep reading. Read for the next few verses here. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believes on Him shall not be ashamed, we might say disappointed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. But then, do you know just a few verses down here is verse 17 about how faith comes? Don't separate it from the rest of this passage. How do you get there? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Don't take that out of its context. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord, whoever, shall be saved. Keep reading every one of these now. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? What's the answer? They won't. And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? They can't. And how shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. They won't. And how shall they preach except they be sent? See, this is not just about somebody talking or reading a verse. This is about God sent, Holy Spirit anointed words. That's what causes faith to come. Not just the bouncing of words, sound waves off of your eardrum, because like we've already said, He said to those who have ears to hear. Keep reading. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel, good news of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Why does He say that? This is a quote from Isaiah. Back up to verse 15 again. Why would He say, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things? If the feet of the messenger are not beautiful to you, then the message is not important. And the one who spoke the word and sent the messenger is not important to you. To say the Creator is important, but to ignore and despise the one He sent doesn't work. Can you see this? Oh, I have faith in God. I believe in God. God's all important to me. I love God with all my heart. And then He sends somebody to you with a message. And you despise it and you disrespect them and you don't have time for it, then it's just empty words. You don't love God with all your heart. He's not first in your life. It's just talk. The devil is the great despiser. He's full of disrespect and rebellion himself. And he has breathed this into the generations of lost men in the earth. And too much of it has gotten into the church and among believers. We're warned, don't be conformed to this world. We should greatly value each other. We should greatly value each other in the church. We should greatly value our spouses. Is that right? And our friends. It's so easy to take people for granted. Right. And you're used to them and you see them all the time. And who is that? Oh, that's so-and-so. That's Joseph's boy. Mary's boy. That's why they didn't have miracles in Jesus' hometown. So the catalyst to change, the key to the breaking out of the power of God and the greater move of the Holy Spirit and revelation beyond what we've seen or heard, it's not waiting idly for God to decide to do something. It's you and I having a change in our heart that we respect and we reverence. Come on, are you listening? And we hold dear and precious. And when the Word of God is spoken and the things of God are happening, we are there. We're front. We're center. We got nothing else more important in our life or on our minds. Come on, can you see this? And when you get more and more people and hundreds of people and thousands of people coming together to do that, that's when you got to move of God. Amen. More and more things happen. But when they just having service, another meeting, I've heard all kind of preaching. I've heard some of the best. Yeah, but obviously didn't think much of it. Didn't appreciate it very much. And therefore didn't measure much to it and didn't get much out of it. But whose fault is it that you didn't get much out of it? Did you know it happens all the time? Two people sit side by side in the same service, in the same building, hear the same words. One of them leave bored. The other one leave life changed. Because even though they heard the same words mechanically, they didn't hear the same things. One met more reverence and respect to it. You cannot separate reverence for God, love for God, from reverence and respect for His Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Turn to 1 Corinthians before I let this slip away from me. And I believe I'll finish that. I'm telling you wrong. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians 4. You cannot separate love from God from love for His Word. And you cannot separate love for His Word from the gifts that He's given to get the Word to you. The one God used to preach the message on the day you got born again should always hold a special place in your heart. That was weak. True or not? I don't know where they are. I don't know what they did. I don't know how much light they had or how much further they went with it. But God used them. Their feet should be beautiful to you. Forever. I said forever. Maybe you've come a long ways since then. But if you hadn't got started, you wouldn't have gone anywhere.
That's right.
Right? Their feet should be most beautiful to you. Why? Because you love God. You love what Jesus has done for you. You love the wonderful Word that He sent to you. How'd that Word get to you? He gave gifts unto men. He called. He anointed. And anybody in the ministry knows if you go very far with the call of life, you got to make some serious choices. You're going to have to turn loose of your thoughts and your dreams and what you were doing or thought you were going to do. There's going to be sacrifice and a whole lot of it. Not everybody's going to appreciate it. Should we value the gifts God has given and the messages that God has brought through them? The words that have forever changed our lives. And when we honor this, we honor the Word, we honor them, we honor God. What did He say? Them that honor me, I will honor. When God heals you, the power of God recreates cells in your body and restores organs and bones. When on the same year, 1 million other people in the country died from it. That's Him honoring you. You were honored above others. Come on, are you with me, friends? How would He have a right to do that? How would that be fair? It is fair if when you heard it, you respected it. You revered it. You treasured it. You believed it. You attended to it. You inclined to it. You kept it in front of you. You held on to it in your heart. Come on, are you with me? And you did it. You acted on it. And you walked it out. God has every right then to do for you what is not happening for others in the earth. Glory to God. When other people, their businesses go belly up, their houses and cars are repossessed, trying times in the economy, they lose everything. Millions around you. And yet, not only do you not lose it, you pay it off. And you own it free and clear. And you open another one. Come on, are you listening? Don't you get to thinking it's because you're so smart or so pretty. Maybe you are, but it's not because of those things. Why? God has honored you when He has sustained you when others went under and you didn't. He's honored you. He's honored you with His Holy Spirit, with His holy power, with the working of His holy angels, with giving you favor with God and man. He's honored you. He's honored you. Come on, tell me, who does He honor? Who does He honor? He honors those who honor Him. How are you going to honor Him? You honor His words. You honor His people. You honor His church. You honor His gifts, His ministers.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.